I have not the knowledge of the greatest gathering when they dispute. Ibn Abbas, Mu'ad and others, the Prophet ﷺ said, I saw my Lord in the best of the form, and he said, O Muhammad, I said, I am here, Lord, at your service. He said, do you know what the greatest gathering dispute? I said, I do not know, Lord. And he placed his hand between my shoulders until I felt its coolness in my chest, and all things became manifest to me, and I knew. Sunan Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad and others. There are other hadith also. Since it is being recorded, I will not cross the limit. The Wahhabiya, who are the elder brother, I will not cross the boundary. Wahhabiya take the literal meaning of this hadith and say Allah has got a body and he placed his hand on the chest. And some of the disputed, they make a ta'wil. The Ahl Sunnah wal Jama makes it very clear. The knowledge of the unseen of things are given to Prophet. Since this is an issue within the issue, so it is not an issue. The scholars are divided over it. But as a normal the Sunni belief of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Prophet was given knowledge of unseen. I hope people will not turn the topic. The knowledge was the knowledge of the unseen, and it is on record. Sheikh H. Adam from Sunni Forum and Marifa.org say that yes, Allah did give the knowledge of the unseen to Prophet, whatever he missed. Jazakumullahu khaira.
Jazakumullah khairan. The issue of ilmul ghaib. One is, ilmul ghaib refers to knowledge. For any person of knowledge means the knowledge of the unseen. And when there is idafat in the Arabic language, what does it refer to? It refers to the knowledge in its entirety. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, كُلَّا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. That neither anything in the skies and the earth knows the unseen. The topic of ilmu al-ghayb refers to the unseen in totality. We should remember that five things that are being discussed here, if you're going to go into this ahadith, why are we mentioning the state? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself ever make any claim? Don't tell me what Qadi Ayyad had said, rahimahullah, what others scholars had said. Show me your dalil that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ever made such claims. And my question was basically asking you your belief. You see, if you want to play the game of a debater, and then you want to call the Wahhabi, and we are the smaller brothers of this, that can also be done. It takes two to tango, and it needs two hands to cause a clap. They asked for a discussion, and if you want to make it into a debate, that is also well known. And we can bring many of the issues which Talib Ilm had mentioned clearly to you. He had asked those questions. Do you openly agree that these five things knowledge is not in the, was not the knowledge that was granted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prior to his death? And do you reject that those that believe in it, are they right or wrong? All that I want to know is this, whether they are right or wrong in their belief, and do you say that this is your people's belief, what is your people's belief concerning it? That is basic. Nothing more, nothing less. Jazakumullah.
Let this be on record again. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our brother says, did Prophet any time say that I have the knowledge of the unseen? Ya Allah, the hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim, very famous, which our brother H_Adam wants, I can read it for him, in which Prophet made a gathering after the Salah and said, who among you wants to know about the actions and the accidents and all the incidents which will occur till Qiyamah? And the companion said, we kept on questioning and he kept on answering. Some of the companions who were accused of being son of some other, they asked about their father. Someone asked about their animal loss, etc. So many hadith in which Prophet showed, you are telling about Prophet told, Prophet openly challenged and said, oh, who you want, ask me and I am going to tell you everything till Qiyamah. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. Your people believe. See, I am not a representative of everyone's. You know, you are mashallah, you are an alim. There is no taqleed in belief, my dear friend, my dear respected scholar friend. How can you ask me about the belief of the whole people? There is no taqleed in aqeedah. Don't you know this? So how are you, when you say you as an individual Sunni Muslim, yes, I say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given knowledge of everything. These five things, few scholars have said towards the end of the life, this was also said, few says no, this is not. So it is for them to disagree. I personally think that even this knowledge was given. I am representing myself. Okay, so my dear respected friend H_Adam, please don't use these kind of words that where did Prophet said that he had the knowledge of the unseen. He requested and openly he said, oh, who you want, ask me and I am going to tell you. And I am not going to give you 1, 2 or 3. I can give you 80, E-I-G-H-T-Y, 80 hadith. So that solves the first question. Second, I cannot give the representation of belief of each and every person. Quote books, I can give you this, I agree with this scholar, I do not. Do not quote me blogspots and websites, all these things. Please, act like a scholar. You are a scholar and I am not a scholar. I am B.Tech in Mechanical, M.Tech in Marine Engineering, never went to a madrasa. But I hope I am not acting like quoting websites and etc. Jazakumullahu khaira.
Jazakumullahu khairan. If you want to make personal attacks, fabiha wa ni'ma. It's not a problem. Actually, if you go into the hadith that Imam Ahmad has brought in his Musnad, where he mentions, حدثنا زيد بن حباب قال حدثني حسين بن واقد قال حدثنا عبد الله بن بريدة قال سمعت أبي بريدة يقول سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول خمس لا يعلموهن إلا الله عز وجل إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير. This hadith comes concerning the ilm al-ghayb, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Buraida radiallahu anhu mentions, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, five things are such which very five things are mentioned in the ayah which has been discussed. Then, as far when we are speaking of ilm al-ghayb and mafati al-ghayb, in another hadith which is also narrated by Imam Ahmad, and then it is clarified by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his Kitab al-Istisqa of Bukhari, it is a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mafatih al-ghayb khamsun la ya'lamuhunna illa Allah. The mafatih al-ghayb, the keys to the unseen, are five things. None knows them except Allah. And the very same ayat was given. In another hadith, which Imam Ahmad had mentioned, and which our brother had mentioned, he says, "Utitu mafatihu kulli shayin illa al-khams." I have been given the mafatih of all these things, except these five things, which are known as the mafatihu al-ghayb, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself only knows. If you want more riwayat where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has denied the knowledge of the ghaib, in which our brother so clearly says he believes in, then I rest my case. There are many such ahadith. He says, yes, he believes. Rasulullah ﷺ also knows these five things. These ahadith are plenty concerning it and clear cut from Rasulullah ﷺ. Jazakumullah.
Jazakumullah. Let there remain no confusion, no twisting of words. So I will once again said, our brother H. Adam has agreed, now it is on record, and if you do not agree, I request you to make your stand clear. The topic started with the knowledge of the unseen. Our brother has made it very clear that yes, he does agree, because we still have the first record. He does agree that Allah gave the knowledge, some knowledge of the unseen to Prophet. Whereas you saw, Talib-e-Ilm was totally denying this. And now H. Adam brother has accepted that Allah gave the knowledge, some of the unseen to Prophet, which is what we have been saying since beginning. Our brother was asking, then why if Allah did, Prophet did not know about this incidence of food being poisoned? We gave a simple answer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give the knowledge of this thing to Rasulullah. Okay. Rasulullah. Then our brother H. Adam brought a totally different topic after admitting it. And I request brother H. Adam, if he does not accept to this statement that Allah gave the knowledge of some of the ilm-e-ghayb to his Rasulullah. The knowledge of Allah is zati, with his zat, his essence, and the knowledge of the ghayb given to Rasulullah is atai, bestowed. If he does not agree to this, he has to come and refute this statement, because that was the topic. So it will be recorded that H_H Adam, respected Sheikh, has agreed that Rasulullah was given ilm-e-ghayb by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That finishes our chapter. Talking to this second topic, as I said, I cannot make others to follow me in an issue of aqeedah. Second, the issue of aqeedah, if you call it, then you have agreed to on which the whole fight started, a discussion started, that Rasulullah has ilm-e-ghayb. When it comes to five issues, as I told you, scholars, few of the scholars, they have said in past, I have given you the link, you read the hadith and other hadith also, they think that even this was given, this was their individual thing. I shall leave the mic. Jazakumullahu khaira. But if you have agreed that Rasulullah was given knowledge of the ilm-e-ghayb by Allah, then Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah position has been proved. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Assalamu alaikum to our respected listeners and the people that are participating in the debate. Inshallah, we will come to a close very soon. So both Brother H. Adam and Brother Sunni Muslim will be given a maximum of 5 minutes each to present their closing statements and to sum up everything. So please do not begin by asking more questions. To sum up your findings, present your final conclusions, and that will be the end of this session, inshallah. So you have 5 minutes, Brother H. Adam. Assalamu alaikum.
I have no worry of that, but to be truthful, the discussion was started by Sunni Muslim. It was supposed to be a rebuttal and then the summing up, but we'll sum it up, it's not a problem. Allahu Akbar, Kabira. Anyway, what I will just mention very clearly, and for the people of the room, when we discuss Ilmul Ghaib, to us Ilmul Ghaib centers around the five knowledge which are known as Mafatihul Ghaib. وَإِنَّهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إلا في كتاب مبين. So these things, the مفاتيح الغيب is the علم الغيب. It has the same connotation to us. So when we speak of علم الغيب, we refer to that. As there is a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned clear that when somebody asked me, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is a lengthy hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was questioned, which is in Musnad Imam Ahmad, concerning, and he was asked, Ya Rasulullah, fahadithni. Ya Rasulullah, fahadithni mata sa'a. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hiya subhanallah fi khamsin la ya'lamuhunna illa hu. When somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning when the time of Qiyamah will take place, he said, subhanallah, these are from the five. These five are regarded as ilmul ghayb to us. He says, none knows it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he said, walakin in shi'ta hadathuka bima'alim laha duna thalik. If you want to know of knowledge beside this, I will explain to you. But as far as this is concerned, I do not have knowledge about it. This is when we refute ilmul ghayb, we refute it on this basis that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not aware of these things. And each question that was asked by Talib Ilm is linked to these five things. وَلَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدَى وَلَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. These were the questions brought forward, and these were the answers that were given. So, to wrap it up for everybody's understanding clearly, the مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ the عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ are synonymous to us, and therefore, when we reject the عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ, we reject it on the basis of the مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ. That is عِلْمُ الْغَيْبِ to us. Whatever brother Sunni Muslim has to say, we leave it to him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to that which is correct. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Sunni Muslim, are you in the room? If you are, come up to the mic. Sunni Muslim, are you in the room? If you are, take the mic.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. People have to wait for me. Actually, yes. People have to wait for me. I'm sorry. Actually, I've got very poor internet connection. So I'm really sorry for all those who are showing this much keen interest. My dear brothers and sisters, everything is on record. We started with the topic of, did Allah give some of the knowledge of the unseen, ilm-e-ghayb, to his beloved prophet or not? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the orthodox position of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, which our Devandi friend Talib Ilm was disagreeing. Yes, and it has been some. Sure. And this time let Brother H. Adam raise the topic. So this has been summed up. H. Adam has agreed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave some of the knowledge of the unseen to his beloved prophet. He does not agree that even those five things, Allahu alam, he is right, because Quran says that. And those, and I hope, I'm sure, my brother could not quote any book in which it is written. The book which was quoted, rather I should say misquoted, is by Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Ja'al Haq, in which he writes, the correct translation is, any Deobandi who knows Urdu and English can translate. It has been communicated that few of the Muhaddaseen and the scholars of the late time have believed that even these five things were quoted. This is what has been written, which our respected Deobandi brother mistranslated and said, Ahmad Raza Khan said that his belief was that even five things were given. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us not to make a new sect in Islam going against Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This has been the Aqeedah of Imam Hajar al-Asqalani, Imam Qurtubi, Salaf al-Salihin, etc. That not only the prophets, but also the Awliya Allah, the pious people of this Ummah, they are given the knowledge of the unseen, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one ever says that anyone has got knowledge of anything by his or her own self. Even the one, the engineer who studies physics and chemistry law, a true Muslim never says, I have acquired. He says, Allah has helped me to acquire. Okay, I was not in the room, so I could not listen to watch it. But I am happy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did give some knowledge seen that is ilm-e-ghaib to his beloved Prophet Rasulullah sallam. And I will not take this in Deoband no. I stay 3 hours in Deoband, okay? So if I need an official Deoband, I will go to Deoband. Take as a personal stand of Sheikh Adam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala.
Okay, mashallah, that brings our debate, rather I would say our discourse, strong word to use. Towards the end, Sunni Muslims internet connection was playing up there. There seems to be a consensus between the two parties has been reached, an agreement, and this is a sign of success for Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, a sign of unity upon principles, and I will now close the debate. Sure, hey Chadam, you may say something. You can creep in the last word. The mic is free.
Education. He quoted the one book, Jaya al-Haq, and he quoted Khulus al-Itiqad on page 52 as well, which is the book of Raza Ahmad Khan. As well, the very same statement is mentioned there concerning the five things. This is the only thing for the record that it should be known that Talib Ilm also gave Khulus al-Itiqad. So, nothing. Yes, as the issue was mentioned, there are certain things where the big debate comes on is concerning these five things. Those who believe it to be correct, that Rasulullah SAW knew about it and knew of everything, that is where our problem lies, basically on that. Jazakumullah. And Jazakumullah to all. Just one more thing. Inshallah, on a mat, if there is a need for any further debates, yes, it should be arranged. We can have such discussions. It's past 12 by me, actually, and we can have an arrangement of it, inshallah. No problem, whenever, on certain topics. And Sunni, Muslim, for the record, I only came up to say, yes, I do want. We can have discussion tomorrow, the next day, continuous, inshallah, no problem. I mentioned that Talib Ilm also mentioned to you that in the book Khulus al-Itiqad of Raza Ahmad Khan, on page 52, the very same issue that you were speaking of was also mentioned. That's all I want for clarification. He said Jaa al-Haq and Khulus al-Itiqad, and he gave page 52, and he gave the other quotation of page 53 as well, and 57. These are the three pages that he quoted from Khulus al-Itiqad. You could check it up. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Even in that book, in fact, just for your knowledge, Imam Ahmad Yar Khan has just reiterated what has been written in that word. Ahmad Raza Khan writes, it has been communicated of the few of the muhaddaseen and muakhareen have said this. So inshallah ta'ala wa rahman, and for all those, since it is on record, Our blogspot is letsknowtruth.blogspot.com, where everything which I have said has been scanned, and I just got a PM that, so do you believe that the grandfather of Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahab used to come from the grave and give the, as it has been written in the Deobandi book? My question, my stance still remains the same, what Imam Hajar al-Asqalani has written, quoting Imam Qurtubi, that Allah does not give the knowledge of the unseen not only to his prophet but also of the salihin of this ummah. So I don't know whether the grandfather of Sheikh Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahab had this power to come from grave and bring sweet dishes, which has been scanned the original pages here, letsknowtruth.blogspot.com. But I still believe that Allah will always and will keep giving the knowledge of some of the secrets to his beloved person, whether it is Sayyidul Taifa Junaid Baghdadi or Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Or Hajjat Alauddin Ali Qadir Sabir Kalyari or Haja Mu'inuddin Chishti. These are the scholars in the Deobandi school of Urdu. It was, I have no personal hatred or anything, there is no comparison between me and Sheikh H. Adam. He is still our scholar, inshallah, and great scholars do commit some mistakes, I should not say sin. So wherever we need, we can always go back to the traditional scholars like Imam Hajar al-Asqalani, Imam Qurtubi, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti, Junaid Baghdadi, Imam al-Azam Abu Hanifa. These are our Salaf al-Salihin, whose book we read and we quote, since we do not quote the scholars from last 200 years. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this discussion, debate, whatever, for his sake. And my only motive was to bring and strengthen the view of Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that Allah does and did give some of the knowledge of the unseen, not only to his beloved Prophet, but also of the Salafus Salihin of this Ummah. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan mahwa alayhi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If the moderators want, they can raise another topic, but then we will see if we can continue or not. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, this brings our discussion to an end, to a close, and as you can see, victory all round for Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah from the Brailvi and the Deobandi bastions respectively. There was a consensus and agreement in this debate and discourse. Pastor, could you please undock the room so the discussion can continue? And the other debate can continue at another time. You know, we should keep it short and sweet. I do have to tell you, this has been going on for 2.5 hours. So, you know, any longer would be dire. And, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam ajma'in. والحمد لله رب العالمين lastly thank you to brother Sheikh H. Adam thank you to our learned brother Sunni Muslim brother Talib al-Ilm if he's still in the room thank you for everybody for listening he who does not thank the people cannot thank Allah as one of the hadith goes therefore we are all Muslims at the end of the day And we should be respectful and open and takbir. Allahu Akbar.
We will say takbir to Allah. And Allah is definitely the only one who can be declared with greatness. Allahu Akbar. And Jazakumullah Khairan. For all the clarification of all the falsities and the lies that are normally spoken of, which is not part of the topic, I have given a link for the brothers to also see. This is unfortunately, they will always become abusive and speak of certain things and lies. Whatever was said will be clarified. I don't have to listen to somebody to tell me whether I was a loser or a winner. But alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, the method was clearly stated and what was said had to be said. As far as beliefs were concerned of individuals and not of others, so it was a matter between me and Sunni Muslim. This is it. He says that Rasulullah ﷺ also has that knowledge, so it is up to his belief. Are Kutte Hassan Raza, take your name and put Kutte next to it and say, Kalb, don't start being abusive. Don't start being abusive. And I'm not being abusive, Sunni Tahrik. Don't you people say, Me aka ka kutta hu ma'adallah? Don't you people say that? Anyway, I'm using that language. Brothers here, Ibn Abdul Wahhab, your friend, came into the room and wrote there, Qalb-e Madina. Qalb-e Madina, not Qalb-e Madina, Qalb-e Madina. And he said, no, we are the dogs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.